Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good people of God. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast, your morning companion to help you start your day with power, perspective, and the presence of God. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Whether you're heading to work, just waking up, or taking a moment to reflect, this few minutes will ignite something fresh in your spirit. So grab your coffee, your journal, or just lean in as we dive into today's devotional. Today's topic, the blessing of daily devotion, intimacy through consistent time with God. And our Bible text is from Mark chapter 1, verse 35, which says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Let me start by taking you into a quiet corner of ancient Persia. A young man named Daniel, who had every excuse to abandon his faith, chose instead to keep a simple but profound habit, praying three times a day. Even under the threat of death, he knelt down in his upper room, windows open toward Jerusalem, and gave thanks before his God, just as he had always done. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Think about that. He wasn't trying to impress anyone. He wasn't showing off. It was just daily devotion, something between him and God. And because of that consistency, Daniel had unshakable intimacy with the Lord. It was that same intimacy that gave him boldness in the lion's den and favor in the king's court. So here's the question for you this morning. What does your daily devotion look like right now? Are you rushing through it? Are you skipping it? Or have you found a rhythm that brings your heart into alignment with God? No condemnation here, only invitation. God longs for that time with you. Daily devotion isn't about checking a box. It's about building a bond. Let's go back to our anchor scripture. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Mark 1 verse 35. Even Jesus, Son of God, Savior of the world, needed time alone with the Father. Not once in a while, but consistently. Let me ask you, if Jesus prioritized time alone with God, what makes us think we can do without it? Let that question not condemn you, but challenge and inspire you. Because when you make space for God daily, he fills it with grace, clarity, strength, and joy. You start to see things differently. You hear him more clearly. You walk lighter. Sometimes people say, "I just don't feel close to God anymore." Here's the truth. God hasn't moved. Maybe we've just gotten too busy. But guess what? He's always ready to meet with you. He says in James chapter 4 verse 8, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." So here's your word of encouragement today. God is waiting in the quiet. He's not hiding. He's not distant. He just wants you to show up. And the more you do, the more you'll experience the blessing of intimacy. I need you to ask yourself this honestly. What is one distraction I need to remove so I can give God my best in daily devotion? What time of day works best for me to consistently meet with him? Before this day ends, schedule your devotion time. Write it down. Set a reminder. Whether it's 10 minutes or 30, commit to being there. Read a chapter, whisper a prayer, write a reflection, play a worship song. Just show up, God will do the rest. As you go today, declare this together with me. Today, I choose intimacy over activity. I make room for God in my day. As I draw near to him, he draws near to me. My spirit is refreshed, my heart is full, and my day is blessed. I walk in divine wisdom, favor, and peace because I have met with my Father today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this moment to reset our hearts and remind us of what matters most. Time with you. We commit our day into your hands. Help us to draw near daily, to seek you in the quiet, and to find joy in your presence. Bless every listener today. Guide their steps, guard their hearts, and let your peace go with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If this message touched you today, would you share it with a friend? Let's keep spreading the light, one heart at a time. Remember, you were never meant to do life alone. You were created for intimacy with God. Start small, stay consistent, and watch what happens when heaven meets you daily. Until next time, this is Winning Everyday Podcast, reminding you, you're not just going through the day, you're growing through it. Stay blessed, stay winning.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.